Probably listening to Kendrick for customer support. I mean, help you today.
Yeah, I showed a charge on my credit card that I did not make.
Okay, give me 1 second, sir.
Hello?
Hello, give me 1 second, sir. I'm on.
Okay. What product is this for?
I'm not sure yet, sir. I'm trying to get logged in.
Okay.
Give me a few seconds. Okay, could you provide me with your zip code, sir?
10607.
Okay, what's the name on that account?
The name on the account is Michael Wheatley.
Okay, give me 1 second, sir. Okay, could you spell your first and last name for me, please, sir?
Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Wheatley, W-H-E-A-T-L-E-Y. What, who do you represent?
Oh, what third party calls him?
Well, like I said, this charge was never made because I never left home. So I don't understand why you need this other information.
To help you out, just let you know what happened.
Famous last words.
1 second, your account is loading up now. Okay, sir, I see 11/10/2022, that was a $9.97 for a Seth drone, Elite drone.
Well, I'm sorry, say that again, I didn't understand you.
Okay, I said on 11/10/2022, I see that there's a $9.97 for a Seth Elite drone.
No, that's not right. And the amount that I'm showing on my account here is $54.95. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, let me go back.
You clearly have the wrong information.
Could you verify your address for me so I can make sure this is you?
Listen, I don't like where this is going. You don't need all this information. You just need to find out who made this charge because it was not me.
What I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to do anything else to hurt your account or you. I'm just trying to help you.
No, but you want all this information, and I don't know who you are. You said you're a third party.
Third party. I'm a third party call center. We help various of companies, customers.
Okay, and I'm asking, who is this? What the company that's charging me is called Extraordinary Quality GA. That's all you need to know. And I need to know who they are and who's made that charge. Because my next call is to the credit card company and then to the police, because this is a fraudulent charge.
But I'm just trying to help, sir, and that's the only way I can help you, if I can find your name in our system.
Well, you've got my name.
I'm trying to see if this is you. That's why I asked you for your...
All right. My address is 55 Shirley Lane.
See, that wasn't you. There's a lot of different other Michael Wheatleys on here.
Well, that's a surprise to me. I've never heard of another.
Well, I can't find your name, your Michael Wheatley account.
All right, then I'm going to have to call the bank then and just have them cancel this, whatever this, or take this charge off, because I have no idea who this company is, and it shows a time of 11:48 this morning, which I was sitting home. So there's no way I made any kind of a charge on this account.
Okay, so.
So that's it. So now you have all this information, and I have to still call the credit card company.
You may have to call your bank and ask them for another customer service number, but I'm about to look you up in our other website that we use to help.
Because, what's this 866-202-9938 number? What's the name of your company?
We're just customer service, sir.
No, you're not just customer service. You work for a company. The company has a name. I'm waiting.
Sir, it's customer service.
Dude, are you high or something? Because you're clearly not getting this. All right, this is going to be sent to the fraud department, and then I'm calling the police, and I'm forwarding this phone number. And your name is what?
My name is McKendrick.
McKendrick?
Yes, McKendrick.
And how do you spell that?
N-A.
N-A?
K-E.
Yeah.
N-D.
Yeah.
R-I-C-K.
And that's your first name, last name?
It's my first name.
Okay, what's your last name?
I don't have to tell you my last name.
Well, you had my first and last name.
Because I was trying to help you.
Yeah, but you weren't able to help me. You just keep giving me this, you know, your customer service. But customer service for who? You don't tell me that. You have all my other information. So I need to have more information about you.
Sir, just call your bank back. And ask them for another customer service number.
Another customer service number for what? For this company, Extraordinary Quality, is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll be calling the police, and then I'll be calling the credit card company, because this is obviously some kind of a scam, and I personally think you're a part of this, so...
I tried to help you. You're getting mad. Yeah, I can't find your stuff. So just call your bank and ask them to give you another customer service number. We're not a scam.
Yeah.
If I was a scam, you'd be talking to a robot.
No. All right. Thank you. I can't find your name or anything. I can't find your account. I said, I don't have an account with this company. So I have to call the credit card company.
Okay.